Hello, everybody. This is Alex Jenkins with Anything But Relevant. I'm still going to keep calling this that. You, on this beautiful day, you're going to have quite an opportunity just to hear my voice because I can't find anybody else who wants to podcast with me. I don't know if that says something about me or about my friends. Anyway, it's March Madness, and you know what that means. That means my girlfriend is not going to be able to find me starting on Thursdays and extending through the weekends for the next month. This is possibly the greatest time of the year. People would argue that Christmas is better, or Thanksgiving. I beg to differ because I don't have to see anybody, for the most part, during March Madness. Now, I wanted to break down some of my most memorable moments since I've been alive. I don't want to put any disrespect to the UCLA, the UTEP, Duke, UNC, way back when, because I don't really remember that. My earliest recollections came roughly in 1996, when I remember Utah played Kentucky in the Final Four, and I was really excited because I just went to basketball camp at the University of Utah, and I had met all those players, and it was really exciting for me. But I think for now what we're going to do is we're going to start, and this is not a top 10, this is just a few moments. I just like to hear my voice, that's all. We're going to go to the 2011 NCAA tournament, and there's actually a couple in here. There's three or four big last-second buzzer-beating shots. We had Kentucky escape from Princeton. Let's see here, number 7 Temple beat Penn State in the final seconds. Of course, Butler beat Old Dominion because Matt Howard made a buzzer beater. And we can't really forget Morehead State stunning number 4, Louisville. Demonte Harper of Morehead State sent Rick Pitino's crew packing on a three-pointer with 4 seconds left. Louisville would try to win with a three, but a block that could have also been a foul, though it was never called, left Louisville, and I'm pretty sure most of our brackets, a little bit stunned. Of course, we all remember number 8 Butler when they were playing number 9 Dominion, Old Dominion, sorry. The Bulldogs' Matt Howard made a buzzer-beating tip-in that gave Butler the 60-58 win, which otherwise would have gone into overtime, and I think Old Dominion, they seem to have the odds in their favor that would have extended their win in overtime. In the final seconds of the number 7 Temple, number 10 Penn State game, it was tied at 64. Temple, one of their players, had not a good shot. He kind of tried to make contact, and it looked really sloppy, but it went in somehow. And I love the 7-10 matchups. I almost always pick the upsets, and I picked it that year too. And unfortunately for me, no, I didn't pick the upset. Yes, I did pick the upset. So I did not come out on top with that, and like every year, I had lost in my bracket. Last night, I was able to witness a historical dunk, DeAndre Jordan on Brandon Knight. I think that Brandon Knight should probably end his career at this point because it was you don't come back from those types of things. Although he was a good sport on his Twitter earlier, I was seeing him joking about it. But before he was getting posterized by the amazing dunkers of the NBA, Brandon Knight was playing against number 1 Ohio State in the Eastern Regional Semifinals, 2011, and this is another last-second shot. They were tied at 60, and Brandon Knight came in. He pulled up about the elbow, maybe a little inside, and he wasn't really squared up, but he hit that shot, put them up 62-60. Ohio State would run the floor, try and make for the three, and it was not meant to be. Kentucky would go on to win that game. So that's kind of my breakdown for today. I know I love this month, and I can't argue with anything because almost every portion of March Madness is completely magical. I mean, I don't think I've had a Christmas that was better than almost every March Madness I can remember. So stay tuned because I'm going to bring you some more. I'd like to thank Rick King for providing me with this brand new microphone that makes my voice sound so sexy. And thanks a lot. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you